The Buddha says, it is like unto a great cloud rising above the world, covering all things everywhere. A gracious cloud, full of moisture. Lightning flames flash and dazzle. Voice of thunder vibrates afar, bringing joy and ease to all. The sun's rays are veiled, and the earth is cooled. The cloud lowers and spreads, as if it might be caught and gathered. Its rain everywhere equally descends on all sides, streaming and pouring unstinted, permeating the land, on mountains, by rivers, in valleys, in hidden recesses there grow the plants, trees and herbs, trees both great and small, the shoots of the ripening grain, grapevine and sugarcane. Fertilized are these by the rain, and abundantly enriched. The dry ground is soaked. Herbs and trees flourish together, from the one water which issued from that cloud. Plants, trees, thickets, forests, according to need, receive moisture. All the various trees, lofty, medium, low, each according to its size, grows and develops roots, stalks, branches, leaves, blossoms and fruits in their brilliant colors. Wherever the one rain reaches, all become fresh and glossy. According as their bodies, forms and natures are great or small, so the enriching rain, though it is one the same, makes each of them flourish. In like manner also the Buddha appears here in the world, like unto a great cloud, universally covering all the things. And having appeared in the world, he, for the sake of the living, discriminates and proclaims the truth in regard to all laws. The great, holy, world-honored one, among the gods and men, and among other beings, proclaims abroad this word, I am the Tathagata, the most honored among men. I appear in the world like unto this great cloud, to pour enrichment on all parched living beings, to free them from their misery, to attain the joy of peace, joy of the present world, and joy of Nirvana. Gods, men, and everyone, hearken well with your mind.